Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back with Leo, and we are going to go right back to our telephones right now and say hello to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Leo. Enjoying the program this evening. And what I'd like to do, Rick, is make a couple of comments, because I know you have a bunch of callers. And after I make a few comments, I have two questions of Leo. First of all, for your listeners who are interested in the Illuminati, and I highly recommend one book by Jim Morris, Rule by Secrecy. He discusses the link between the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the CIA, the Skull and Bones crowd, and some of the other groups that Leo has mentioned this evening, and even the Vatican. Well, one of my big concerns is the Illuminati's long-term goal for world domination and world government. And we see that with their free trade and globalization activities. We see that with the constant wars and debt through the Federal Reserve System, which is also linked to the Illuminati. And what is very troubling are the recent hate crime legislation, the attack on freedom of choice for medical care, harmonizing our laws with Europe, this rush to create this one world government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my two questions are, what is going on in Dubai to Leo? Are the globalists, what we understand that Halliburton is moving their headquarters to Dubai. Is Dubai part of the Illuminati circle of influence?
Well, you have to understand that the Wahhabi Muslims, which includes
the Wahhabis,
most of the Emirates,
yes.
Are basically a form of Islam that is being created by the West, by the Zionists and the British agents.
Yes, that's right.
This means that for them there is total control now of all the Emirates. And for the Illuminati to be there is actually the safer, it's a safer place than to be in Europe at the moment, because in these countries you don't have much of a democracy, so everything is done by the rule of the emir. So if they are in league with the emir, like they are in league with the emir of Qatar, like, and I've proven that also on my website, illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. And I also said the connections that the emir had, for example, with the Priory of Zion and the Knights of Malta, mm-hmm. and several groups of Freemasons in Europe. And I want to say that definitely Dubai sounds like a safer place than Europe at this time.
Okay. Well, it may be a safer place, but are the Illuminati or the globalists building a new empire in the Middle East? We with our preemptive strikes on Afghanistan and Iraq and the recent meeting around the beginning of May in Egypt to talk about what's going to take place in Iran, is the Illuminati, based on your sources, planning for an attack on Iran?
Yeah, you just have to go back in history. The Illuminati are part of the Knights Templar tradition. The Knights Templar tradition goes back to the deal they had with the Ashashins, of Hassani Sabbat, to the Shiite deviants, and to other secret societies of Islam that they've always been in contact with. So there has always been a contact, a secret connection between the Knights Templars and of the East and the Knights Templars of the West, the ones from the Muslim world. These have been corrupted during the course of time, and now there is a one-world government view in which everybody wants to make the money.
Okay, hang on. Both of you gentlemen will be right back after these announcements in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. We're back with Leo Zagami, and you know the drift. You heard the story. Also with us is obviously our caller, Ernie, from Virginia. Ernie, you're still with us.
Yes, I am, Rick.
Okay. The question you asked, the first question, has it been answered to your satisfaction, first of all, about Dubai and what you were asking pertaining to the Illuminati's influence in the Middle East?
Yes, it has. But what's so confusing to me is what is going on with Iran.
Iran, yeah.
Iran. I don't know if we're making a deal, the Illuminati's making a deal with Iran, or are they making a deal to attack Iran if they don't do what the globalists want. And somehow in the background, a Russia is either backing Iran or is being separated from Europe and being isolated. And I'm not sure. It's very confusing because of our controlled media.
Yeah.
We don't get any information as to these meetings. What's the real purpose of Vice President Cheney's visit to Iraq? We can all speculate. But that meeting in Egypt early May, which was a critically important meeting with Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, we get very little information as to what is the purpose, what were the results, and what is going to happen.
Now, Leo, you heard Ernie's concerns, and of course that's most of the concerns of people in the world today. What, I mean, do you have any special news or any special insight, or based on your own perspective? What do you think?
Well, as I said before, the Iran is in the hands of a joke. I mean, it's just an Illuminati play of good and evil set up with this prime minister.
Which prime minister now are you talking about?
Ahmadinejad.
Okay, now is he a stage actor? Is he a hired hand or not?
He's a stage actor for the powers that are behind him,
Well, are those Iranian powers or are those Illuminati powers?
No, those are powers of worldwide finance.
So in other words, he's playing an assigned role, you think?
Yes, I mean, Iran is a big oil resource for the world. It's a big country which has already history of collaborating with the CIA in the past. Don't think that they don't do it now, because they just get on with the business as usual.
What do you think of that statement, Ernie?
Well, I think it's a pretty good statement, but in the background, as we go to buy gas, and gas is now up to $3, it'll soon be probably $3.50, then it'll be $4.
Yeah.
And how soon will the United States be brought to its knees, and when will the North American Union merger take a place? It'll probably be immediate when the dollar collapses. And is the Illuminati, Leo, in your view, behind the growing economic collapse of our dollar?
Oh, definitely, but the Illuminati are in control of the Federal Reserve, so until there is business to be done, America will go on being America until at one point they will wake up one morning in a nightmare. But I think that for at least for the next coming 3 years, America will still be doing what everything else is expecting America to do, which is a business opportunity for everybody else.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's all an illusion. All right. Thank you very much, Ernie. Good questions. Yes, indeed. Let's move along now. We have on the lines Doug in Texas next. Hello, Doug.
Leo, you're a big Illuminati dropout. Why are you alive?
Why are you alive?
Right. Alive?
Yeah.
Why are you alive?
Right. You know,
not dead.
Right.
Thank God I'm alive. I actually like the fact I'm alive, and I hope to stay this way for a long time.
Why are you alive? He wants to know, why didn't they wipe you out?
Well, that is something, that obviously you should ask the people that want to wipe me out. But
can we get their numbers? Let's call them up.
Well, I can give you their numbers if you want. It's
all
no
right.
problem.
Well,
you can call Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri at the Rotary Club in New York.
All right, Balestrieri, that's one.
Or you can call these people up from the P2, like Essie Drinky, and ask them when they want to wipe me out. But I think that at the moment, because I came out of the closet in such a way that to break the whole thing out loose, it has become, even for them, something they can't act immediately upon, because there is the whole eyes of the world on top of me at the moment, especially of the alternative media. And that is very important for me to maintain those eyes on me for the moment, so they accept the fact that what is being said is out in the open, and they can't do anything about it.
Does that satisfy you, Doug?
No, Rick, it doesn't.
Okay.
The eyes of the world were on Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and this and that and the other. And when they wanted somebody to disappear, they disappeared mysteriously.
Well, they tried with me, they tried They tried to arrest me. They tried to bring away from me my children. It's documented, if you go on the internet, what happened after they closed down my website. They also, the police came and blackmailed me with wanting to take my children if I didn't close down the website. I had, obviously, to be very wary of the powers that are behind working with these people. And I must say that it's very difficult for me in everyday life, because as before I was supported by a network of people like the Freemasons worldwide, and I could very easily get a job and very easily make a living. It's very difficult for me to make a living these days, because I have come out of something and I'm supported only by myself.
Doug?
Rick, I'm thoroughly convinced. That's the most convincing argument I've ever heard in my life. And
well, I hope that you understand that I'm not here because I like to be here, but I'm here because of necessity. For me to expose this whole adventure has meant to take out one of the possibilities they had, which was to whack me out, complete me immediately, without me having the possibility of saying anything, and at that point cover their own asses, because who will have gone against them? Now it's a bit more difficult when I have exposed exactly the people that were against me, that were behind also wanting to get me killed. I said Cossiga, I said Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri, I made certain indications, I said it to the press more than once, I hope I'm clear. So I told you exactly who are the people who want to kill me. If they kill me, now it's your responsibility.
Right.
So, and you're still, are you still skeptical?
I'm listening to Rick because I have to. I'm trying to save my life. Rick's trying to give me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work a little harder, Rick. Get more credible people on your show. Because I don't buy a lot of what this man has said. I'm sorry.
Well, what is it that you don't buy that he said so far? You don't believe his what he just said about why he's still alive, or you don't believe anything he says about substance?
I the whole thing, Rick, it's just, you know, if you screw the Illuminati, I think you won't be heard anywhere ever again. You'll shoot yourself in the back of the head with a shotgun twice, commit suicide. And we know how people are eliminated. We're living in a lawless world. And I just don't have much.
Well, then let me ask this question now.
Okay.
Right? Let me ask you this question, Doug, all right? Just to play devil's advocate and to get both sides here.
Right.
If in fact the control of the Illuminati is virtually omnipotent and is virtually ironclad, then why are you still allowed and why is RBN still allowed to exist on the radio?
Well, because they don't know where I live. They don't know where I am.
Oh, come on. Dog.
Seriously.
They know where you live. They can
track.
They track you in a minute. Believe me, they can.
Rick, I swear to God.
They know where I live, that's for sure.
Well, you do. They do.
Yeah.
Not you. But I have friends that I've known in Austin that have come down to see me.
Yeah.
That can't find my house. They're on my road.
Doug, I can't find my house sometimes either. Believe me, I feel like Einstein when I come home. I'm absent-minded. But let me tell you, if in fact they wanted to eliminate me, they could pretty well do it pretty easily. Now, I'm not trying. Look, Doug, I'm not poking fun at what you're saying or what it Leo's. I'm just raising these various scenarios. You understand that?
Right.
And I think we should explore them all. We should be able to question anything, question me, question our guest, question you, question anybody.
Right.
Because, hey, only the good Lord knows the human heart and knows who's telling the truth and who's not in this world, right?
Exactly right.
All right. So, having said that, you just still don't remain convinced at this point, is what you're saying.
Right.
All right.
Certainly
that's fair enough. I think Leo can certainly understand that, right, Leo?
We can live with that. that. No problem. Don't worry.
No, that's fine. You're permitted to call. That's why we're here, brother.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Lug. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Yep.
Right.
We'll be right back after the commercial messages with Leo Zagami. Fascinating show tonight, as always. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
And we are back now with Leo Zagami. Leo, are you finding this to be interesting?
Oh, yes. It's always very interesting to be dialing with your people down in America.
Well, you see, I'm glad there are people like Doug calling in and others, because that nobody should take anything I say or you say or anyone else says for granted and assume anything, except that what they hear is something they should check out themselves. Now, I've been reading about the Illuminati probably before you were born, just about, maybe around the time you were born. No, that doesn't mean that I'm an expert on everything, and I don't claim to be. But I do know enough about what the Lord has given me in my wisdom and understanding of the Scriptures to know where I'm headed and where the truth is. You see, that's all that counts. Jesus said, the truth shall set you free in John 8:32. What did he mean by free? Now, he meant something a little bit more than, well, what we think of as freedom today, political freedom, economic freedom, you know, freedom to play, freedom to enjoy ball games and hot dogs and Chevrolets and all of that. He meant, in a very spiritual sense, the freedom from all satanic control. And Satan is the author of control of this earth, he says. Cosmos Diabolicus. This is his
planet.
Right?
It's a dinner with angel and demons.
It is a war, yes. It is a spiritual warfare going on.
It's a warfare, but it can end up in a dinner. And I tell you why it end up in a dinner. Because this month, in Piazza di Spagna 35, in the Accademia degli Illuminati, the headquarters of the Academy of the Illuminati, there will be a few interesting people meeting up. And I can tell you one of them is Dan Brown. The other one is Tom Hanks. Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch. Where have I heard that name before?
And then Cardinal Frederick Vetter, which is the Bishop of Monaco, Baviera. And then Pier Giorgio Bassi, which is a lobbyist, Italian lobbyist, and all organized by Giuliano Di Bernardo, who is this known grandmaster of Freemasonry, which is now running the Accademia degli Illuminati.
Right.
Which he is the founder of the regular Granologio of Italy after the P2 scandal in 1993 on the 13th of April 1993 when I was initiated in Freemasonry. That was when Di Bernardo was walking out of the Grand Orient of Italy to found this new obedience recognized by England. So he's connected with the United Grand Lodge of England.
Okay.
He's connected with Fabio Venzi, who is actually directly related because he's married to his sister, if I don't get it wrong. And so it's in the family, they control the regular Grand Lodge of Italy, which is the only one recognized by England in Italy. And they also control the Accademia degli Illuminati, which is being built by Di Bernardo together with the Opus Dei. And it's bringing back the old Adam Weishaupt concept in Italy, but they are connected to the branches worldwide. And he's always boasting about his Academy of the Illuminati. And Di Bernardo was the one who also founded, after the assassination of Isaac Rabbi, a Masonic lodge in the Temple Mount. Now
and
he
was
one of the co-founders of this lodge, Giuliano Di Bernardo.
That's very interesting.
Yes, he's also connected with Lord Northampton, which is the Marquis of Northampton is always the cousin of the Queen, cousin and connected because Deputy Grandmaster of the Freemasons in England. There is the Duke of Kent and then there is the Marquis of Northampton. And
What was the reason the Queen came to America recently, in your opinion? What was that
all
about?
Because for the Queen, America is still part of the colonies, in a way.
But we understand that, but what's there that we're missing, that we're not being telegraphed here?
Well, she definitely comes to America in a moment of time in which George Bush is not particularly popular. And in a way... coming to America helps Bush and gives a boost a bit to his presidency, which at the moment is having a hard time, and people might think about the Queen instead of thinking of other things.
Well, what about the timing at home as well in Britain with Tony Blair announcing?
Sure. Well, you have to understand, I was in Kirby Lodge in, I think it was November 2003, if I don't get it wrong, and when I knew that Gordon Brown will become Prime Minister. So this was decided a long time ago by the bankers.
Oh, no question about that.
And my lodge, Kirby Lodge 2818, was founded by the Bank of England, and inside there was people from all the various banks in England and also abroad, including Union de Banque Suisse and many other banks.
That's very true. Now, when we come back, we have more callers, and I want to ask about this statement that has been attributed to you about the Illuminati plan to Nazify the West by the year 2012 and persecute all believers in God using the pretext of war, terror, and economic collapse. So that'll be the question when we come back, Leo Zagami. Stay where you are. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Our callers will also be next, so don't go away, folks. 1-800-313-9443. A half hour to go with Rick Adams and his guests. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back now with Leo Zagami, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, I just want to give Leo, before we go right back to the phones, I want to give you a chance, Leo, to mention this particular issue that has been attributed to your urgent message, and that's the, quote, Nazification of the West by the year 2012. And what does all of that mean? How does it relate now to what's happening in the world?
Well, it's a slow process, which also included the technological part, which it's the microchipping of the population.
Yeah.
When they will finally implement that by law, they will have the Nazification of the West. So they are slowly proceeding to it.
Well, what about the rest of the world now? Is it just Europe and the United States and Australia? What about China? What about Asia? What about South America? No, so far.
Well, but I didn't know that China was a democracy.
They're telling us they're becoming a, quote, democracy, unquote.
Well, China is the typical example of Illuminati dictatorship.
What about nationalist China, Japan, and so forth? South Korea, what's happening with them and the microchip?
Well, all these countries will join the microchipping because they will all be endorsed by American CIA interest doing that. So I think that the excuse will be of controlling more and more and then having to access to these services without a microchip will be impossible for many people. It would become an act of stupidity to not have the microchip, and that's what they want to pull people towards.
Okay, let's take another call. Ron in West Virginia is next. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Rick. hello to both of you and your guests.
Yes, thank you.
I've got a couple of questions I'd like to ask your guests.
Go right ahead.
Follow up with a statement. Leo, what series... Were you within Freemasonry? What series? Yes,
Series, what do you intend for series? Sorry.
Well, Freemasonry's got 17 series in it. Okay, I just wondered. Let's skip that.
You have different rites in Freemasonry. You have the York Rite, you have the Scottish Rite. I have been involved in the York Rite through emulation. Because York Rite is what you call it in America, and you know that in Europe it's not called this way, and it's practiced in a different way in England.
All right, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. You belong to the York Rite, is that correct?
I belong first to emulation in what is the United Grand Lodge of England, and that is York Rite, what you will call York Rite, because after you have the Royal Arch. But in England, these bodies are all separated because you have Mark Mason and all the other appendant degrees that are separated from what in England is called the regular Freemasonry, which is only the first three degrees, and until 3 years ago, also the degree of the Royal Arch was included in the Master Mason concept in England. So it was a complement of it. But now it's separated. So it's separated in the sense that you don't need to join the Royal Arch ever if you are a Freemason in England these days.
Okay. So how many degrees was in the Royal that you were in?
Then you have, I was in the Scottish Rite and the Memphis and Mizraim. In the Memphis and Mizraim, I reached the 33, 90, 95.
Is that the top degree, 33?
Yes, 33 is the top degree in the Memphis and Mizraim because they have a charter, a Scottish Rite charter from Chernow, which is included in the Memphis and Mizraim. It's the same saying 33 for the Scottish Rite is like saying 90 for the Memphis and Mizraim 95.
So you're well aware that there's 90 degrees in Freemasonry overall. Is that correct?
No, there is more than 90 degrees. There is 95 and 97, and it goes up to 100 in Palermo, where it was instituted the 100 degree.
Well, it probably can go to 360, since that's the degrees in a circle. That's its snake swallowing its tail.
No, but the known degrees of Freemasonry are, until at least to my knowledge, to 100. And then whatever is above that is orders that start from Freemasonry. You see, for example, in the Royal Arch in England, you attend the various offices, and then you have appendant bodies. And many appendant bodies. In the Scottish Rite, you have a series of degrees, so you are given a series of degrees, but the Scottish Rite brings you to 33. Then if you want the knowledge of Egypt of the ancient more esoteric part of the knowledge, including the vocation of genies and faculties which we can say are not of terrestrial nature. This is going inside the Egyptian rites, because the Egyptian rites of Freemasonry, the Memphis, the Mizraim, together, the Egyptian rite of Cagliostro, these various rites of Freemasonry are the real Illuminati rites that are practiced by the Illuminati.
Okay.
Because they are connected with ancient Egypt.
Well, anyhow, if you were a 33rd degree Mason in the Scotty Rite,
yes,
your title would be Sublime Knight of Election, Chief of the First Symbolic Series. Is that correct?
No, you will be Grand Inspector General. That is what you are when you are 33rd. You are a Grand Inspector General. Grand Inspector General, you are Sublime Prince of the Royal Secret in the 32nd degree, and you are Kadosh in the 30th degree. Certain degrees are practiced, certain others are seldomly practiced. They are only given upon conference to the person, just because these people like to have exalted titles, and so sometimes their knowledge of the esoteric is taken not as very important, while it's important to have that person inside their club, because that is where these clubs operate, by taking the elite inside their midst to work together like this, in this way.
Okay.
Now, all right, you've asked the questions. Would you make your statement that you wanted to make, Ron?
Well, Rick, Leo is... I'm suspecting that Leo is a master at dodging and weaving, okay? Every time I try to ask him a question, he come on with a speech, all right? All Masons, whether it's Grand Orient or whatever it is known today as Jubal Masons, Jubal Troglodyte Freemasonry, okay? And it's broken down into 90 degrees and a series of three, 1 to 30, 30 to 60, and 60 to 90, okay? And the bottom, when you visualize a pyramid, that's where the vast majority of the dues payers reside, all right? And the bottom degree, the lower grade, which is 1 through 30, are basically brain dead. They don't have a clue as to what's going on above them.
Mm-hmm.
The lower 30 degrees and their tenants were designed as a blind to conceal the true object of the fraternity, which was and is to steal political control of the entire world from its original female nurturers, the clan mothers, and create a new world order, okay? The middle 30 degrees, from 30 to 60, and their tenets were designed as a control mechanism over the elites, identified by fortune and not by talent, of the world. Bribery being used to feed the overblown egos and greed of the world's public visible ruling class. The top 30 degrees and their tenets were designed as a maximum control mechanism over the true controllers of the world. Blackmail linked to personal sexually based deviation is the only control mechanism that has ever endured the test of time. None of these 90 degrees, however, impinge upon the ultimate power of the fourth level of Freemasonry, the Hidden Hand, Jubal Troglodytes of Greenland, formerly of Mount Ararat and Ethiopia.
All right. Okay. Well,
so, I can say one thing, that the Memphis and Mizraim rite is where the power of the Illuminati resides, and where also the, all the perversions and the Satanism is done. In fact, the Memphis and Mizraim was actually given to Aleister Crowley, that we know is defined as the Great Beast.
Right. I understand. I understand that, Leo. But understand one thing. Where you're talking about Illuminati, Jubal Troglodytes, Freemasonry, Grand Orient, or Scott is right, at the top, they are all one. Okay?
Well, that is what I always say. That is a pyramid that I've always reiterated works together, and that's why I'm here, to state that I was in certain organizations that seem even not connected at the top. Who will connect, for example, the ultra-Catholic Opus Dei with the Ordo Templi Orientis Satanist organization of Aleister Crowley? But at the top, they're both connected.
Well, you know why they call them Jugal Troglodytes? It goes way back into the mist of history, okay? Mm-hmm. Your pharaohs, the whole nine yards, okay?
Yeah, right.
And nothing has changed. This is an incestuous...
There's nothing new under the sun, Ron.
This is true. A bunch, they're just an incestuous bunch. They're inbred.
All right.
Like Charles Galton Darwin.
Yep.
He married his wife's sister. It's the second time around. His first wife, which was... what was it, that pottery people, Edgewoods or something like that in England? Only married into one family. Okay. His first wife, he fathered 10 children. 8 of them died at childbirth. And the last two wound up in an insane asylum at an early age.
Oh,
too closely inbred, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what you've got on your hands. It's a family of incestuous bloodlines, right?
Very interesting. I got to run, though, Ron. Thank you very much for the call. Very interesting facts brought out. And let's go
it's true that the bloodlines work this way, in the sense that, for example, in my family, until 140 years ago, my De Gregorio ancestors didn't mix with anybody else than themselves. So there is a strict rules even amongst the aristocracy, even to mix amongst the same families.
Yeah, that's a whole subject in and of itself, indeed. Let's go to Joe in Rhode Island now. Hello, Joe. You're on with our guest, Leo.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Leo.
Hello.
Leo, your last name, Sagami, is that with a Z or a S?
Z.
With a Z.
A Z.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting. Cain's children, in the book of Genesis, one of his children was known as Enoch.
Yes,
and
he's also known as the father of Freemasonry for the esoteric Freemason.
Okay. In verse 17, he was a builder of a city. His son, Enoch's son, was Irad, and his name means a city of witness. Evidently, the sons of Cain, it's very important for them to be city builders and city dwellers. Also, Illuminati. The moon is an illumination of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun gives off the true light. The moon is only a reflection or illumination of the true light.
Yeah. I see what you
mean. For every positive, there's a negative. So... In truth, if we're looking for truth, the imposter is going to be very close to the truth.
Uh huh.
Okay. If you want to look at Satan's sphere of activities, you won't find it crime and immorality. You'll find his activities in religious spheres.
Yep, go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Leo, a few years back I did some research at Harvard Divinity School, Houghton Mifflin building to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
This is where all the textbooks for the children of the United States are checked out and determined which books are going to go to the children. I was doing some research there, and I happened to, me and the two associates I was with, we walked behind the building after we were done, and we saw a tree that was actually made of stone, but it looked like a tree. It was about 2 feet in diameter. And the top of the tree was chopped off, just the stump of the tree, maybe about 8 feet tall. And it had a serpent, a snake, going all the way around it. In our knowledge, we know this as an Asherah. Have you ever heard the term Asherah?
Yes, yes.
This would be a male phallic image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is an abomination of Antichrist that shall take place in the temple in Jerusalem in the end times, according to Matthew 24:15. Do you have any idea about, and I'm also pulling from the fact that the symbol I-O, does that I-O mean anything to you? It's a veiled language in secret fraternities. I-O?
Yes, I-O, yes. The Illuminati Orden means.
Can you tell me roughly what that is?
That is just to define the order, Illuminati order.
Okay.
It's a short, instead of using, usually in Illuminati orders, they use a short language for everything. The Masonic way is to also put three dots in certain phrases so they can camouflage them better for the reader who is not initiated.
Okay. Does sex as the true God of hosts mean anything? As far as connection to that I.O.?
Yeah, well, sex is, as you know, the driving force over occult Freemasonry, in which we can define the compass and the square as the female and the male organ. In esoteric and occult Freemasonry, in the highest degrees, they occupy themselves with the sexual magic. That's why it's so important.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, gentlemen, as we continue and conclude the next segment tonight's program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Leo Zagami, my guest, ex-Illuminati member, and Rick Adams, your host.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get back at them with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Not much time. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple of other listeners, and we have Joe still with us. But, Joe, we don't have much time, so if you want to maybe wrap things up with Leo, go right ahead.
All right. Just one thing, Leo. I asked you the question, does your name begin with a Z? Z in the Hebrew tongue means Zain, and it means 7,000. Zadok, this is a Zadok priesthood with a Z, and it means justified. It's a justified priesthood. It was very nice talking to you, and hope I get to talk to you further again.
All right.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Joe. All right, let's see. We have another Joe in Texas. Not much time. Joe, you're on the program. Okay, Joe dropped off. Very good. All right, then we'll go right to Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick, and hi,
yes.
Leo.
Hello.
Leo, as you know, the New World Order, which is the old world order, has failed miserably, economically, spiritually, politically, historically, as you well know, and that the Illuminati, as you know, is nothing but a bunch of inbred degenerates. Now, we outnumber them millions to one. We are the ones that possess the creativity and ingenuity, not them. They're order takers. That's all they are. They live in fear because they lack loyalty. They lack loyalty to one another. The only thing they understand is blackmail. Money and power is their game. And to this very day, they have yet to understand the human spirit. And this is exactly where they're going to fail again. When do you think the future date is going to be for their absolute failure, demise? Once again, the Persians failed, the Egyptians tried it, the Romans tried it, the Greeks tried it. They all failed miserably. And they will fail again. And they are running out of time, and they know it. They know it, Leo.
I know they know it. That's why they have so many questions about 2012 and what will happen then. They don't know even themselves what will happen. It's a great mystery.
Right. And there's no mystery of their failure.
In their eyes, they think they can survive with some other crookery. We will see. But I hope not. They will not.
History differs with that fact. They have failed miserably every single time. So you think that they think for the first time in history they will succeed?
Hard. No, they have, they're very scared. They're very scared.
I know they're scared. I know they're scared. They're scared of this broadcast. They're scared of people talking to one another. We don't fear them, and they know that. We don't fear them at all. We're free.
Absolutely.
That's something they don't understand, Leo.
Amen.
They will never understand it because they're not free. They are the one in bondage. They are the one in
slavery. That's right, Leslie. You hit the nail on the head there. Absolutely in bondage, and they have most to fear.
Leo, death to the New World Order, as they would call it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Leslie.
Any other questions, Leo? Thank you for taking my call.
It's good to hear your voice again. Thank you. And, Leo, we're out of time. Your website address again. Go ahead.
Yes, it's www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. I repeat, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Very interesting show again, and I'm sure we'll be doing it sooner than the last time. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you.
Bless
Bye
you. Take care.
America.
Amen. Bye-bye now. All right. Very good show, whether you like it or not, whether you believe or not. Fascinating information, and Well, the beat goes on. We hope you have a nice weekend, Lord willing, and we'll be back again Monday night to continue with our broadcast of Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay tuned to RBN for more of Waylon. And I'm Rick Adams. We'll see you Monday night. God bless. Bye-bye.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your